This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Justin Timberlake appeared somber as he stepped out for the first time since apologizing to wife Jessica Biel for holding hands with his Palmer co-star Alicia Wainwright. The singer, 38, was spotted doing CrossFit in New Orleans, wearing a Nike t-shirt, athletic shorts, sneakers, and his wedding ring. Biel has apparently forgiven him and not made him sleep on the couch. Olivia Jade has finally returned to YouTube amid the college admission scandal after her channel had been dark for 9 months. Her parents, Lori Loughlin and Massimo Giannulli, allegedly dropped $500,000 to get Olivia and her sister Isabella Rose into USC. Well, we didn't miss anything. She basically showed girls how to put on their own makeup. Cuba Gooding Jr. has been accused of unwanted sexual contact by 7 more women, bringing the total to 22. Prosecutors presented evidence he had unwanted sexual contact with those women. In one of the new allegations, a woman accuses Gooding of sexually assaulting her at the 2009 Sundance Film Festival in Utah because she didn't want to drink alcohol. Yep, super perv. Warner Brothers unveiled the first trailer for Wonder Woman 1984, showcasing the return of Gal Gadot's sword-wielding, ass-kicking Diana Prince. Gadot introduced the trailer at Comic-Con Experience in Brazil, where they teased the film's 1980s setting. The trailer introduced new faces and included familiar ones from the original 2017 film, like Chris Pine. Cool! Speaking of Comic-Con in Brazil, Ryan Reynolds was nearly injured after a barricade holding back a sea of excited fans suddenly collapsed. Reynolds was promoting his upcoming film Free Guy when he jumped down off stage to greet fans. The frenzied crowd knocked over the barricade trying to get closer to the star. Reynolds jumped back and managed to avoid injury. Crazy Brazilians! Ozzy Osbourne has offered a $25,000 reward for a stolen Randy Rhoads guitar and other memorabilia tied to his late friend and former collaborator. A robbery occurred at Masonia, the music school and museum where Rhoads studied, performed, and taught. The items mean so much to Osbourne and Rhoads' family because after Randy's death, the school became a pilgrimage to fans. Give it back! Simon Cowell has beefed up his legal team amid the ongoing America's Got Talent investigation. Gabrielle Union was dismissed from her position as judge after one season on the competition series when she made a comment about the show's toxic culture. She'd reportedly asked for offensive jokes from show guest Jay Leno to be reported to the HR department. Simon says, deny. Camila Cabello wasn't sure what to call Shawn Mendes when their platonic relationship turned romantic. Cabello, 22, said, quote, "We were awkward and nervous and weird, and now we're older and nervous and weird," she joked. "It's kind of weird in the beginning, right? It took me 2 months to be able to call him baby," unquote. Well, she sure couldn't call him Big Sean. Sorry. For the first time in its history, the recent Miss Universe pageant broke barriers with its first openly gay contestant. The amazing thing is, it was Miss Myanmar. Myanmar, formerly Burma, emerged from 50 years of a brutal military dictatorship a few years ago. She's gorgeous and a trailblazer because homosexuality remains illegal in her country. Good for her. Actress Emma Stone recently stepped out with her soon-to-be husband, Dave McCary, for the Saturday Night Live after party in New York. The happy couple was pictured holding hands and smiling as they headed out for a night on the town. Stone and the 34-year-old SNL writer and segment director have been dating since 2017 and have kept their relationship private. How refreshing! Juice WRLD, the rapper who topped the album charts this year with his acclaimed Death Race for Love, recently died at the age of 21. He suffered a seizure at Chicago's Midway Airport and was rushed to a nearby hospital where he later died. We also have learned that a few weeks ago, his plane was searched by the feds here in LA looking for weapons and drugs, though the plane was allowed to take off. Stay tuned. Marvin Gaye's family has accused Pharrell Williams of perjuring himself in court during the 2015 copyright trial for Blurred Lines. In a court motion, Gaye's family has taken issue with a November GQ interview Williams did with producer Rick Rubin. During it, Williams discussed his music-making process, and he basically contradicted himself. Now they want $3.5 million. Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. 5 years after vowing they were absolutely, even legally, finished with touring, the guys in Motley Crue will be playing American stadiums next summer. Capping weeks of rumors, the band announced it'll be hitting the road with co-headliner Def Leppard and fellow rockers Poison and Joan Jett. The LA gig will be the final date of the tour in September. Liars!
Class action lawsuit!
Peter Sarsgaard has joined the cast of The Batman. Sarsgaard, who starred in The Man in the Iron Mask and The Killing, is rumored to be cast to play Harvey Dent, a.k.a. Two-Face, in the new film, a role last played by Aaron Eckhart in The Dark Knight. Coincidentally, Sarsgaard is married to Maggie Gyllenhaal, who played Dent's doomed love interest Rachel Dawes in that film. Weird? Oh yeah.
The Trash Bin.
21 Jump Street star Richard Grieco was arrested for public intoxication at Dallas Airport after trying to drunkenly board an airplane. The actor arrived at his gate when an airline employee denied him boarding. Richard was allegedly hunched over the counter, yelling at employees, slurring his speech, and reeking of booze. And to think, Johnny Depp co-starred with him. Oh, wait.
The news wrap-up.
Netflix was downgraded by a top analyst who predicts big subscriber losses next year. Speaking of Netflix, more than 26 million subscribers viewed The Irishman in 7 days. NBC TV says it has topped $1 billion in national ad sales for the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. Oracle will move its annual Open World conference from San Francisco because it's too pricey. How about Oregon?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Jumanji, The Next Level is tops of the box office.
The number one album.
Please Forgive Me for Being Antisocial by Ronnie Rich is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
Yeah, it's Minecraft.
The number one book.
Educated by Tara Westover is the number one nonfiction book. Again.
Since boy band One Direction split up in 2016, Harry Styles has been super busy. He's released one studio album, one video album, 6 singles, 3 music videos, and also did a successful arena tour. Oh, and there was also his critically acclaimed performance as a soldier in the hit World War II film Dunkirk. This past week, while James Corden has been off filming a movie, Harry stepped in and guest-hosted The Late Late Show. He filled in as the emergency guest host in 2017 when Corden's wife gave birth, and earlier that year, he hung around for a week-long residency. So this week, Harry debuted his brand new song on the show, and we think it's great. Here's Harry Styles with the song of the week, Adore You.
Now
Harry Styles with the song of the week, Adore You. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.